This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Raise Your Energy podcast. My name is Linda Lange and I'm your host and energy expert. There have been many tools, insights, and teachings that have helped me on my recovery journey from burnout. But one of them sticks out for me now when I look back at it. Only recently have I realized how much and why this tool has saved me from being burned out. Let me share this realization with you today. Having been burned out was the worst and the best thing that ever happened to me. It was for sure a low point in my life, and I felt the worst for quite a while. But what came out of it was the biggest change in my life, and I'm truly grateful for having had burnout as my wake-up call. If you ever were burned out, or you have the suspicion that you are currently burned out, you know that this is not something that comes overnight. No, we create our burned out state over a long period of time. It's not like an infection that you contract and then you fall ill of burnout. That's not how it works, right? It's more of a lifestyle that you develop over time, and you just don't realize what you're doing to yourself until it's actually too late. That's the reason why over 50% of people in studies confirm that they're either burned out or have experienced burnout before. 50% of the workforce therefore lived or currently live a lifestyle that makes them sick. That sounds crazy, right? It's shocking. And I'm not going to go into how burnout is created in this episode. I do have a couple of episodes where I talk about that and how I got myself being burned out in the first place. And if you want to find out more about that, then head over to those episodes afterwards. First of all, I want to share with you today my number one tool that helped me to overcome burnout, and we will get to that in a minute. Secondly, I want to reflect on what would have happened if I hadn't changed my lifestyle, my beliefs, and my perceptions of the world and my priorities. Burnout was, for me, my wake-up call, and I'm glad that it wasn't any worse than that. But burnout in itself is already pretty serious, and if not overcome, it can lead to even more serious illnesses. In a nutshell, burnout means that you are living constantly in stress, and mostly you might not even realize that you're doing it. And nowadays, we know that most of our illnesses are lifestyle and stress-related. I just know I would have probably developed a more serious illness further down the road if I had not been able to leave burnout behind for good. And that's where I see the biggest danger. I keep hearing from people that they have been burned out again, as if it's an annual cold or a flu that you might contract. I thankfully just had to burn out once before I changed. Obviously, I was already burned out for probably years. However, once I accepted that I was burned out, I did not allow myself to fall back into the same lifestyle patterns that led me to be burned out. And I did not want this to happen again and again to me. Now I know too much to ever end up in that fully burned out state again. I would never let it get that far anymore. Makes sense, right? So if you are someone like that who keeps burning out again and again, it means that you don't have yet the tools to overcome burnout once and for all. You do find a way to slightly recover, but then you move back into your old patterns and end up burned out again. And I'm sorry, but I find that very scary for you. If you don't already find it scary as well, please take it more seriously. It's about your health and your well-being for the rest of your life. Don't let it get so far that your body has no other chance than to create a serious or even life-threatening diagnosis for you to finally stop and listen. I know that this is what would have happened to me if I had not stopped and listened to my body when it told me that enough is enough. I'm sure that there is a timeline in which I did not change something fundamentally inside of me to be able to overcome burnout. And I know that that version of me has a much darker future in front of her. She probably just doesn't know it yet. If I think back at myself before I accepted that I was burnt out, I now know that I was stuck. I was stuck in living a life filled with stress. But I did not realize, I did not know that that was what was happening to me. That this life I was living was a life constantly spent in survival. My body was only existing in survival. And that meant that I was only taking, taking, taking from my body. I forgot how to restore and to recover myself, and most importantly, my body, obviously. I would switch on the stress response in my body many, many times per day, just with my thoughts and my perceptions. And with that, I knocked my body and my brain out of balance. Again and again and again. And that became my new normal. So all of the tools that I tried before to get back into some kind of balance never worked in the long run because I did not know about the root cause, which was that my brain and my body were knocked out of balance and that that became my normal way of living, my new way of living. Sounds awful, right? And everyone who has been burnt out before and recovered afterwards can attest to how awful it truly is. So maybe you are in that state and it kind of does feel awful, but you just don't know any better because it has become the new normal way of living for you. So I had to find a way to restore balance in my nervous system and in the rest of my body to be able to live a normal life again. But when you don't even realize that that's what you're doing and that you are out of balance, that's hard to do, right? It's like a fish swimming in the ocean, searching for water. Thankfully, the right tool for me to restore that balance came into my life without me even realizing it. I just realize it now. Only looking back at it now can I see how this tool has helped me the most to overcome burnout. And not in a way that you might think. So, the tool that I'm talking about is meditation. And you might think now that it's pretty clear why meditation has helped me to overcome burnout. You might think that, well, it helps you to relax and let go of stress, and therefore that's why it helped you. Or you might think that, well, you get your thoughts in order and you can quieten your mind. Yeah, okay, that's true as well. Or you might think you give your body a rest while meditating and therefore practicing mindfulness and recovering your body. That is true, of course, as well. These are all reasons to meditate. These were the reasons why I started my meditation practice in the first place. However, the real benefit and the real reason why meditation has helped me to overcome burnout was the lowering of my brainwave patterns. I have learned a lot about brainwaves and brainwave patterns over the last couple of years. And only now do I understand that this is the reason why meditation has helped me to overcome burnout once and for all. It was not about the relaxation or the quieting of the mind or the mindfulness, but rather more specifically the lowering of my brainwave patterns away from the stuckness of living in survival. Remember that I said that I was stuck living in survival before I accepted that I was burned out, right? And my regular meditation practice allowed me to get out of that stuckness. By repeatedly lowering my brainwave patterns during meditation, my body and brain were able to move from that abnormal way of living into a more balanced way of living again. And yes, you can practice meditation and not successfully lowering your brainwaves. Before you even ask, that is a possibility. It's a practice that you need to get used to. It needs training and consistency. And lots of people try out to meditate a few times and then give up as it does not give them enough of the benefits, or it's just not quickly enough. Makes sense, right? Lots of people are looking for a quick fix, which doesn't exist, especially not for burnout. In my program Energy Academy, I teach you much more in detail about the different brainwave patterns and which ones you don't want to be in and how to get yourself out of those to be able to leave this stressful lifestyle behind. That is the cause for burnout in over 50% of people in the workforce nowadays. And to make out of that number one tool that I now discovered the most, all of the meditations in my program teach you how to lower your brainwaves. Every time you do a meditation in Energy Academy, you lower your brainwaves first. So I have built into each of those meditations this lowering of the brainwaves because I know now of its power and the positive impact it can bring into everybody's life. So the easiest way for you is, of course, well, just join Energy Academy and learn this from me and use the meditations to support you. Or you try out meditation for yourself, or you search for specific meditations that help you to lower your brainwaves. Being able to self-regulate your brainwave patterns and with that your nervous system and the rest of your bodily systems is truly significant for your health and your well-being. And not just now, but for the rest of your life. Think about it that everything that you now learn, how to self-regulate your nervous system and your body, will put you on a completely different trajectory of your life. I guess you will see that, right? I can just advise you to start today. Today is the new tomorrow. Don't wait for the perfect time, as it will never truly come when you're already living a stressful and busy life. Nothing changes until you change. And regular meditating can help you most certainly to change. I promise you that. The link to sign up for Energy Academy today is in the show notes, so go there. Thank you for listening, and I hope me sharing my experience with burnout and my number one tool helps you on your journey to a more energized and more fulfilled life. That's what I wish for you. Okay, with that, I love you and leave you. Talk soon and bye-bye.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.